It's that time of the month that Fran Lamb does all the work, and now she's going to talk about one of my favorite singers of all time, Johnny Horton, Battle of New Orleans. Take it away, Fran.
Johnny Gale Horton was born in November of 1960. He was most famous for his so-called saga songs, which began a kind of historical ballad craze back in the 1950s and early 60s. In 1953, Johnny had a run of bad luck. His career stalled, and he became so disillusioned that he got a job outside of music. Things soon turned around, however, and success came along with the hit records. Johnny Horton's success included The Battle of New Orleans, written by Jimmy Driftwood, which won a Grammy Award in 1960. Another song called When It's Springtime in Alaska, It's 40 Below, went to number one on the country music charts, and remember, North to Alaska and Sink the Bismarck. Johnny Horton was a longtime member of the Louisiana Hayride, a music venue that promoted the careers of several other artists, including Elvis Presley and Hank Williams. In fact, Johnny moved to Shreveport just to be closer to the Hayride Auditorium. Johnny Horton and his band traveled to Austin for a gig at the Skyline Club. The start of the show was delayed because Johnny refused to come out of his dressing room. He reported to his manager that he had a vision of a man in the bar threatening him and eventually killing him. Finally, his manager managed to calm Johnny's fears, and the show went on as planned. After the show, the group started back to Shreveport via Highway 79. With his bass player in the front seat and the manager in the back, they set off for Shreveport. His manager remembered that Johnny was driving too fast and dangerously. About 2 a.m., while crossing a bridge near Milano, a pickup truck swerved in front of Johnny's car. It was a narrow bridge, and both the truck and the car plunged off the bridge to the train trestles below. The truck driver was a 19-year-old Aggie student. Johnny Horton died en route to the hospital after the accident. The band members survived with serious injuries. At Johnny's funeral, Johnny Cash read scriptures, and other musician friends sang songs to honor their friend and great country artist. Who could have known that the success of Johnny Horton's story songs would preview the tragic ending of his life on a bridge in Milam County? I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights. A special thank you to writer Mike Cox for his additional historical facts. To listen to this episode and other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lamb, and that's another edition of Heritage Highlights, and that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.